Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
Beaucoup de gens pensent que l'obésité, c'est surtout une question de choix, de mode de vie. Mais de nouvelles études démontrent que l'aspect génétique jouerait un rôle majeur. Le décryptage de l'ADN pourrait même aider à contrer l'obésité. Pour nous en parler, on rejoint le Dr. Lior Rochberger, directeur général de MyDNA.
What I can tell you is that lots of Australians are struggling to lose weight. Yes, they are trying different diets all the time, and there's a lot of guesswork that goes into dieting. Yeah, there's a lot of trial and error. You know, people try this diet, and there's so many different diets. And with advances in science and also in technology, we can now understand people's DNA a lot better and cost effectively get a sample for someone and get their DNA and then send them a report that tells them how their unique body processes certain foods and provide them with a report that's a personalised dieting report. So look, what it is that rather than guessing what the best diet is for you, by doing a very simple cheek swab, we can provide information to people about what's the best diet for them, for their unique body and how they process certain foods. So for instance, you know, when you get a personalised diet report, it will say, based on your genetic profile, you should go on for example, a high protein diet, or it might say you should go on a low fat diet, or a diet that's rich in Mediterranean foods. And those recommendations aren't just these average recommendations that's suitable for the average person. They're recommendations that are based on how your body works, which is what our DNA tells us.
Est-ce que c'est compliqué de décoder l'ADN?
Well, it's not. I mean, it's literally just a swab of someone's cheek, of the inside of their cheek. It's not particularly hard to do the decoding. I mean, you need the appropriate equipment and the appropriate laboratory to do that work. And the reason that this information is now more accessible is because, you know, 10 years ago, the cost of doing DNA testing in the laboratory was very, very expensive. And over the last little while, that price has dropped tremendously as the technology has improved. And with more DNA being accessible, then there's been more research that's taken place around the world in this area. And now we've got all this rich information that's available to us, improved the decisions about our health and our well-being.
Est-ce qu'on doit s'inquiéter des questions de vie privée?
Look, I think it is very important, yes. I think people should be, you know, very careful of you know, which companies they engage with. And privacy and integrity of that data is really important. You know, I'm a firm believer we all own our own DNA and it's no one else's property. So, you know, it should only never be, you know, provided to anyone without your consent. And, you know, they should only run tests with your consent. You know, DNA is unlocking lots of secrets for us about all sorts of things. I mean, we're talking about dieting this morning, but, you know, it unlocks clues about diseases and cancer and all sorts of areas. Look, it's not an area that my DNA is focused on at the moment because, it, you know, it opens up a whole area that requires counselling, but certainly people should make sure that they, you know, they're very comfortable that DNA analysis is only done on what they're happy with and with a reputable provider, absolutely.
Pour le grand public, monsieur, madame, tout le monde, est-ce que c'est possible d'avoir accès à ces tests?
Look, it has, you know, in America, these tests have been available for some time, and we've recently launched this test and made it available to all Australians. So, you know, it's available from participating pharmacies, and it can also be purchased online at our website, which is mydna.life. So it is absolutely available, and it's become very affordable now, which is what's really been the difference. You know, in the last 3 years, there's been an enormous amount of research about genetics, and it's not just about diet. I mean, we are focusing on diet today, but the research is growing in all sorts of areas, like vitamins and exercise and fitness. So it's really a rapidly growing area of science and technology.
Donc oui, le facteur génétique est là, mais le mode de vie demeure aussi un facteur important.
It's not just about only genetics. You know, it's got to be a whole lot of policies. And you know, it's about labelling and awareness about, you know, what's the makeup and the composition of foods that we're eating. Yeah, so I mean, dieting is, you know, personalised dieting based on genetics is one piece of the puzzle. But yes, there's lots of elements, and I do believe that, you know, the government has a role in that. But I do also firmly believe that it's really, you know, we're in an era where of, you know, consumer empowerment, yes, and we want to democratize healthcare and make this information available to everyone. I mean, we are all the masters of our own lives, and I think people should have access to this information and let them make an informed decision about, you know, what information they want to use to better their medicine and better their health and better their wellness. I think it's getting the balance between, you know, there's that argument or you hear between, you know, nature versus nurture, yes. So, you know, what your genes say and also other lifestyle factors, yeah. So, look, some of this stuff is, you know, we all know what we should be doing. You know, we all should be, you know, to try and lose weight, we should be eating less and exercising more. But the problem is that's true, but people need more personalised advice that relates to them and their body just to optimise and, you know, improve the chances of them being successful with any program that they may go on.
En tant qu'expert sur l'obésité, est-ce que vous avez des conseils pour ceux qui veulent perdre du poids?
Look, I think, you know, obesity is a really large problem in Australia. I think we rank very high by world standards, and it's not just in adults. You know, there's a real problem out there with childhood obesity as well. And what's interesting about is genetics. There's been quite a lot of studies around the world as well, which parents will be interested in, that shows if you know that your child has a propensity and has this, you know, what we loosely call the fat gene, if you know that at an early age, and you can intervene at an early age before they become obese children, because most obese children or many then go on to become obese adults. So doing an early intervention can help, yes, and can stop, you know, bad habits from forming at that age. So, you know, I think it's really important that Australians start to learn more about themselves through genetics and in other sciences, and just, you know, gather information, and I think they'll be better informed to make better decisions for themselves.
Avez-vous d'autres points intéressants à mentionner à nos auditeurs?
You know, I am encouraging, you know, I call myself a bit of a DNA evangelist, yes. I mean, this is a new area. We are certainly pioneering in Australia and making it available, but there's so much information out there, and, you know, people don't know much about what their DNA means to them. If you were to pull people from the street and ask them, tell me, you know, what's DNA about? And most people think, oh, it's about catching murderers or, you know, knowing, you know, paternity testing, yes, which is true, but that's only the tip of the iceberg. And there's so much rich information about what makes each of us unique that's all held with our DNA. And I just encourage people to start to understand that and get interested in understanding that about their bodies.
Merci beaucoup au Dr. Lior Rochberger, directeur général de MyDNA. Si vous voulez en savoir plus sur le lien entre l'obésité et l'ADN, SBS propose un documentaire en trois parties, dit Obesity Myth. La première partie est disponible sur SBS On Demand. Elle a été diffusée lundi. Et vous pouvez regarder les parties 2 et 3 les lundis à 19h30, donc lundi prochain et lundi suivant sur SBS ou en rattrapage sur SBS On Demand.